Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, this is a little bit of an unusual week of broadcast here at BIMI, and I started on Monday talking about our Canada school. What a blessing that is, as we get to rub shoulders with young families who are called into missions and teach them and love on them and get to know them better. But then yesterday I shared with you about one of our leaders in Canada School and other activities at BIMI who recently graduated to heaven, Dr. Pat Creed. And that funeral was on a Thursday, and I drove over there along with two other men from BIMI, and we went to attend that funeral. And when I came out of the funeral, I had a message on my cell phone, and it was from my good friend Terry Jones, who was our Mexico and Central America field director. And he and his wife, Kay, had served the Lord faithfully down in Costa Rica. And boy, that they love Costa Rica. And Brother Jones could say it like I would not even try to say it, but they spent time, of course, to learn Spanish and planted a church. And they loved those people and loved that country. And then a good number of years ago, they were asked to serve in the position of Mexico and Central America field director. Now, those of you who may not know what that means. I'm prejudiced because I think at BIMI, it works great. All of our field directors for different parts of the world have been missionaries, usually living in that part of the world. So Terry and Kay lived down in Costa Rica, but they had traveled across Central America and Mexico. And he became our Central America field director. But that day when I came out of that funeral in Clinton, Maryland, I had a message on my cell phone, and it was from Brother Terry Jones, and he was telling me that his wife, Kay, had had an emergency surgery that day, and she had been very sick. He took her to the emergency room, and she had a hernia, and her stomach was pushing up through her diaphragm, and the doctor said, she can't go home. We need to do surgery. And they did surgery. And I drove back here to the Chattanooga area where we live. And that Sunday, Kay Jones, by the way, they lived near my wife and me for a long time. And my wife, Linda, and Kay were prayer partners. And we're really close with them. But Brother Jones called me again on Sunday morning after church and said there were complications from the surgery. So I went over on Sunday afternoon here in Chattanooga, and I sat in the intensive care waiting room all afternoon with Brother Terry, and his wife, Kay, was in the intensive care unit and in very poor condition. And we spent time together, and we prayed, and other friends and another pastor came in, and we spent time together. And that next morning, on Monday morning, Kay Jones graduated to heaven. Now, in my memory, I can't remember Kay hardly ever being sick. I remember her being a very faithful, diligent servant of Christ. But she had gone through some very difficult days after that surgery. And on that Monday morning, Terry and other family members and friends stood around her bed, and they sang hymns as Kay also graduated to glory. And Linda and I had the privilege of going to her funeral service at Shenandoah Baptist Church that was held on Thursday, February the 12th of this year. And we're so glad that God allowed us the privilege of knowing and serving together with Terry and Kay Jones, missionaries on the field for many years, servants to missionaries for many more years. And we just thank the Lord for their memories.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.